Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
The Mark Rudin Show, Brad Young in today, and get to talk to, you know him. You know him, you love him, you can't live without him. Frank Cusimano, KSDK Sports Director. Hey, Frank, what's going on, buddy? I'm sorry, say that again.
Great to be with you, Brad. I hope you're doing well.
I am, and I'm always doing well when I get to talk to you about a Cardinals sweep in Chicago. I was thinking that the Pope Leo might be a factor in the series, but he really wasn't.
Yes, not even the Pope can help the Chicago White Sox. Hapless franchises of all time. You know, they've averaged 111 losses a year in the last 2 years. And this year, after that sweep, I think they're on pace to lose 113. Can you imagine? You know, every once in a while we get down about the Cardinals if they get close to 500. They are 23-52. You better sweep the Chicago White Sox.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I did recognize that the federal government was using the White Sox Stadium for their witness protection plan because nobody would ever find you there.
Yeah. Good line.
So the other thing I want to talk about, though, is Arenado, because we were watching him. I predicted he would have a great year this year, and he is. He hit home run 350, but he also reached another milestone, didn't he?
Well, home run number 350 was the one that I'm familiar with. I'm not familiar with the other one.
Well, there was a stat with having a certain number of gold gloves and hitting 350, and that I saw was only like 7 people in Major League history have ever reached those two combined milestones.
Yeah, 10 gold gloves and 350 home runs. Yeah. Yes, absolutely, yeah. And I'll tell you what, this is probably a good sign for the Cardinals, Brad, in that Arenado's had a solid year, not a great year, but a solid year, and he's about your 5th or 6th best offensive player. And when you can say that, that means your offense is pretty good because we've had a lot of really great things happen. The big story with the Cardinals right now, Brad, is Alec Burleson. Mm. So at the beginning of May, Cardinal coaches said, come on over to the hotel bar. We're going to have a beer and we're going to talk about life. We're not going to talk about baseball. And in the month of June, he's now hitting 400. He just finished a series in Chicago where he went a sizzling 7 for 13. I mean, he's hitting high balls. He's hitting low balls. This is a guy who won a batting title in the minor leagues hitting 350. He is a dynamite offensive player. And what he's doing is he's limiting the amount of at-bats for Jordan Walker because you just can't take him out of the lineup.
Mm. That is fantastic. And I want to switch because we don't have a whole lot of time here, but I want to get your perspective, Frank. Of course, we're talking to Frank Cusimano, KSDK sports director. But Florida Panthers, of course, won. But here's the intriguing part. Is there a chance that Matthew Tkachuk could bring the Stanley Cup back to St. Louis when he gets his turn with it?
Oh, well, he will definitely, I would bet, the mortgage that he will have that thing at O.B. Clark's. He'll have it at some other establishments in St. Louis. Nobody will enjoy an offseason better than Matthew Tkachuk and the entire Tkachuk family because they're such a giant fabric of St. Louis with three kids and Keith making his home close to Old Warson. There's going to be a party in St. Louis like you haven't seen it when that Stanley Cup comes for his day this summer.
Oh, that will be fun. Speaking of fun, I didn't think that the NBA Finals would come down to a Game 7, but here we are. How do you break it down?
Well, I'm really excited about it. It'll be the first Game 7 in the NBA since 2016. And, Brad, normally when you have a staggering regular season like Oklahoma City has, you win the championship. They won 68 games, but these pesky Pacers have pushed it to 7 games. And I do think, though, at home, and they have the best player, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, I think they find a way to win. So I think the league needed it because it wasn't like a Madison Avenue ratings bonanza with two small markets. But anytime you say those magical two words in sports, game seven, well, you should stop and watch.
Absolutely. Speaking of stopping and watching, Sports Plus, Sunday nights, always a highlight for my Sunday night. What have you got coming up this Sunday?
Well, we got some great stuff. Kelly Chase, who has beaten leukemia not once but twice, is on the road to recovery. This is one of the most fierce players in the history of the NHL, and he got down to 141 pounds. We chart his progress step by step as he's trying to get his strength back, and nobody's more candid or honest about that. Chris Pronger, one of the greatest defensemen of all time, we're going to tell his story, what he did for kids at Cardinal Glennon Hospital just recently. So those are two of our fun stories this week.
And before we let you go, Frank, in one or two words, who do you like in the Game 7 for the NBA Final?
I just can't go against Oklahoma City.
That's right. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
You tell him, Sue.
If you're at home and you have the best player and you've been the best team all season long, I'm going definitely Oklahoma City Thunder to win it.
Fantastic. Frank Cusimano, KSDK Sports Director, thanks for joining us this afternoon here on 97.1 FM Talk.
Brad, great to be with you. Take care.
Great to talk to you, my friend. More after this on 97.1 FM Talk.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.